لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق والصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي العربي المكي المدني العبد المؤيد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد أبو القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وقوله الحق وهو أصدق الصادقين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى صدق الله العلي العظيم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
This majlis is primarily for the shahadat of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salatu wassalam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa
ajal. And we will in the end briefly inshallah remember our Imam and his sacrifice. This time we'll briefly discuss the maqamat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam in the light of Ziyarat al-Jami'ah. Ziyarat al-Jami'ah is a very famous ziyarat that our mu'mineen recite at all the rawzat that they go to visit, Karbala, Najaf, Qazmay, and other places. It's especially recommended and it is basically taught by Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salatu
wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa
ajal. The words used in the ziyarat are especially important for us to know. In the light of the tradition, the narration that you are aware of, that the Holy Prophet of Islam said, "Man mata wa lam ya'rif imam zamaneh, faqad mata maitatan jahiliya." A person who dies without recognizing his imam, he has died a death of jahiliyyah, as if he has not entered Islam. Because you have a period of jahiliyyah and a period of Islam. When people recognized the imam, they entered Islam. The imam, first and foremost, who was the Khatam al-Anbiya and the Imam al-Mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So he was the imam of kainat, and he had nabuwat, risalat, wilayat, imamat, anything, everything.
Yes.
So he took period out of jahiliyyah by his leadership. And so those who followed him completely, iman in the Holy Prophet, complete iman, without picking and choosing and saying, I accept this or I don't accept that. Everything he said, everything he taught, everything he declared, announced, required people to do, if people accepted it, they entered Islam. And if they did not accept his leadership, they were forced to, or they felt like under pressure from circumstances, they accepted. They stayed in jahiliyyah, although they might have recited kalima, tawheed, and all kinds of things. But it is the belief in imam that basically takes people out of jahiliyyah and enters into imam. So here we have this hadith that says a person who does not recognize the imam and dies, he has stayed in jahiliyyah. He has died a death of jahiliyyah. That's why and we ask ourselves, what is knowing of imam? What is ma'rifat of imam? Is it, for example, to say that, you know, that the Holy Prophet was succeeded by Imam Ali al-Islam, that he is the imam? Of course it is correct. We must believe in it. But this is like knowing a person by name, or perhaps knowing by some of his kamalat, sifat. But that generally just itself as a historical event of hadith, just knowing about the event, is not really an in-depth recognition of imam. the in-depth recognition of imams comes primarily from listening and reading and understanding the awsaf of an imam in a place like Ziyarat al-Jamia, for them. In a ziyarat like Ziyarat al-Jamia, so Imam Ali Nafi alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal
faraj. Before I, and the ziyarat is pretty long, a few pages, perhaps a few words of the ziyarat we could discuss today. But before we discuss that, we can look at these terms that we are familiar with, these terms like Ahlul Bayt, Ali Muhammad, Itrat, Zurriyat, what do they mean? So that we kind of understand it, and then from there we will go forward. In the book Ma'an al-Akhbar, it was narrated from our Aimah alayhi salam that our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, who are Ali Muhammad? The word Ali Muhammad, who are Ali? The Imam said, those Ali Muhammad are the Zurriyat of the Holy Prophet. Zurriyat, descendants. That means all the way up till the day of Qiyamah, the Sadat, those who have a bloodline with the Holy Prophet, are in the terms of Ziyarat and Hadith. Zurriyat is that term used for Al. There is one thing we can add to this, again in the light of the ulama who have written on this subject and based on the ruhaniyat of this subject, that Al primarily are those people who are descendants, and all those who are associated with Imams due to their ruhaniyat and their ma'rifat of Imam also are added. And that's because the word Al itself means to return to something. Ala ya'ulu, that means something that you associate with, you connect with, you go back to. And the word ta'wil is also from that. To return, to take something back to. For example, the Holy Quran has verses that have very clear meaning. And there are verses which do not have that, the meaning is not so clear. So the words, verses of Quran that do not have a very clear meaning to us, I'm saying, those can be understood in the light of the verses that are very clear. Muhkamat, they are called. Quran says, you know, mutashabih, those unclear verses, which people find it unclear, those have to be understood in the light of the clear verses of Holy Quran. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So a person who goes back to the Imam for guidance in all the mutashabihat of his life, in any question that he is confused in and wants to seek the haqiqat and the reality of what this actually means, and instead of going here and there, sharriqa wa gharriba, instead of going east and west, he goes to the house and the footsteps and the doorsteps of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
And is awakened by the guidance of the Imam, by the words of the Imam, by the actions of the Imam. This person, if he follows that guidance, he becomes part of the Ali Muhammad in that sense. Because he is returning to the Imam, he is guiding, taking guidance and light from the Imam. So that is the meaning of Al. Then he was asked, what is the meaning of Ahlul Bayt? Ahlul Bayt. Imam said, the Ahlul Bayt are the A'imma. There is a confusion in some people's mind. They say Ahlul Bayt, they think Ahlul Bayt are the five Ashab al-Kisa, for example. But in the light of the Ahadith, you find Ahlul Bayt are the A'immah Tahirin alayhim as-salam. That's why you say A'immah to Ahlul Bayt. To distinguish, to make sure, to narrow down and clearly explain the meaning, A'immah to Ahlul Bayt. A'immah, there are Imams of all kinds in the world. Imams of Jahiliyat, Imams of Zulm. But we have Imams of Adl. And among the Imams of Adl, A'immah to Ahlul Bayt. The Imams from the household of Muhammad Mustafa
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Then he was asked, وَمَنْ عِتْرَتُهُ? Who are the Itrat? And he said, قَالَ أَصْحَابُ الْعَبَى. Itrat are those who came under the Kisa. That Hadith al-Kisa talks about. Kisa, under the Kisa, the Aba. Ashabul Aba. How many are these? There are the five. Panjatan Pak we call them. Khamsatu Al-Aba. Those are the Itrat of Prophet Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
And the last thing he was asked, وَمَنْ أُمَّتُهُ, who are the ummah of Holy Prophet? And he said, Al-Mu'minun. Ummah of Holy Prophet are the mu'minun, the believers in the Holy Prophet. Well, believers, when you say you believe in Quran, for example, you will be a believer in Quran if you accept everything the Quran says. If you believe in half of the Quran and leave the other half, right? Then you, like for example, some people who say, oh, Quran, it was revealed 1400 years ago, it was good for those times. So those things today that apply, I accept. Those that don't apply, I don't accept. But this person is not a believer in Quran. He is not a believer in Quran. Because if he believed that Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created the universe and time and everything, well then his guidance is better than my understanding. Then I would not be picking and choosing. I would be sam'an wa ta'atan, tasliman li amri, completely accept what Quran says. Similarly, if a person says, I believe in the Holy Prophet as the last Rasul and as the my guide and as my Nabi and Rasul, and then he says, for example, on the day of Ghadir, when the Holy Prophet stood up and said, Man kuntu mawlahu, fahada aliyun mawlahu, and he says, for example, did you bring it from yourself or did Allah tell you to announce this? This person cannot be accepted as a mu'min, as a believer in Muhammad's Risalat and Nubuwwat. So these are terms and they mean a lot to us. So Ahlul Bayt, A'immatu Ahlul Bayt. And those are the... then you, keeping in mind the meanings of these terms, if you read the ziyarat and the ahadith and even ayat of Quran, you will see that they give you a very clear meaning and message. For example, ziyarat al-jamia begins with this, assalamu alaikum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwwah. Because the imam was asked, teach me a ziyarat. Our 10th imam was asked, teach me a ziyarat that I can use anywhere I go. To any of the imams, I can go and read it, right? An imam, any of the Rawzat of A'imma alayhi salam, you go, I can read that. So in response, Imam said, go and read this. Assalamu alaikum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa. My salam, salutations be upon you, O the ahl of the house of nubuwat. House, you could say, house of a person, but here is the house of nubuwat. It is this proximity, it is this area where Nabuwat came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who belong to this area of Nabuwat, those who belong to the household who understand Nabuwat, what it means, what Quran means, you know, they are the Ahlul Bayt of Nabuwat. That's why we believe, and it's in our traditions that after the demise of Holy Prophet of Islam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, after a few months, he came out to the masjid and he said to the people, here is your Quran. I have completely, you know, put together everything in it. And the zalim who was there, he said, if it is the same Quran that we have, then we already have it. And if it is a different Quran you have brought, then we don't need it. Shaitan does mughalata, confusion for people. And people fall into this because they don't understand. Imam alayhi salam, when he brought the Quran, it was the same verses of Quran. But he had clarified the meaning of the verses. Where the verse was revealed, how the verse was revealed, what are the conditions of this hukum. For example, jihad, what are the conditions of jihad? Nobody can just announce, go and fight. There are conditions of jihad. Regarding whom this verse was revealed. So that there is no confusion, reading the Quran should not be a vague thing. We read Quran not knowing what it connects to. What is it talking about? What kind of people? Right? Now, that would have clarified all that confusion if people had accepted the Quran. Right? Because he knew, he grew up under the care and guidance of the Holy Prophet, that's why he knew it. And others who did not, so why they did not accept it from Ali alayhi salam? They knew he was a good man. They didn't accept it because they didn't accept the word of Prophet on the day of Ghadir. If they had accepted the declaration of Prophet made to a crowd of 140,000 people, in that time and day, it was a crowd unprecedented. Right? No one can say, I wasn't there. If he had come out knowing that this is the last Hajj of Holy Prophet, knowing that the Holy Prophet is making the last and most important announcement, right? And taking pledge from people before he announces and says, Alastu awla bikum min anfusikum, don't I have authority over you more than you have upon yourself? That means my authority over you is binding. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am your wali and your leader, right? And your Nabi and Imam, everything. They accepted. Why would he take oath from people like this? When he is taking their word first before making the announcement, he said, yes, you are our guide. You have walayat over us more than we have. So we can't decide for ourselves. You decide for us. Correct? We can't decide, for example, am I going to go to jihad or not going to go to jihad? Should I be praying? Should I not be praying? Whose side am I on? Where should I go? What to do? All these affairs, you are the one who has authority, not me. Correct? But after accepting this form of authority, then he says, Man kuntu maulahu fahala aliyun maula. Right?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Just the qareena, you know, qareena means the context in which you say something. Explains what you are trying to say. If the Prophet was, for example, in his house sitting, you know, and just saying Ali is my Mawla, well, somebody could have said, you know, maybe he means a friend or something else. But he is standing, holding the whole crowd of Hajj over there for more than one day in the heat of the desert, and then he makes the mimbar over there and brings Ali alayhi salam next to himself and gives a long sermon over there. And taking pledges from people, one after another pledge. And the most important pledge in that speech was this, Alastu awla bikum min anfusikum. And when they declare all of them that yes, you have authority, then they say, Man kuntu maulahu, who I am the master of, this Ali has the same kind of authority over him. You cannot pick and choose. You cannot say, well, Ya Rasulullah, I accept this from you and that from you, I don't accept this other thing from you. You have to accept everything that he said, then you will be counted as. So that's why he said, who are the Ummat of Holy Prophet? Ummat of Holy Prophet truly are the Mu'minun. Otherwise, what is the criterion to know who is in the Ummat of Rasulullah and who is not? Anyone can say, and then do anything he wants, and just by the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, and that was the work of Bani Umayyah, that they were reading the same azan, right? And then killing the Prophet's family at the same time. And they were awakened by Imam Sajjad, and he said, as he entered the court of Yazid and in chains, and after all the pain and suffering of the journey, and he said, Ya Yazid, what if the Prophet of Islam saw us in this condition? Right? What would you say to him? So either he would say, I don't care, that means I don't believe in Quran, the Prophet of Islam. Or he says, so he was put on a defensive. He didn't have a choice. He said, open the chains. Right? Well, because in the name of Rasulullah they were doing this. In the name of Quran they were trying to do this. Although in private and in many places Yazid openly violated Islamic law. He said things that are narrated in history, that there was no deen of Islam, there was no Quran, there was no angels coming to upon the person in Bani Hashim. Actually, it was a game for power. They said this again and again. But to the public, they were trying to put up an image of Islam to the people. Salawat. And maybe just one or two more words of the ziyarat. One thing is also really important for us to know, that there are Quranic verses like Surah Yasin, just read, Kulla Shay'in Ahsaynahu Fi Imamin Mubin. Everything we have brought it together in a visible Imam, in a Mubin, Imam who is Ashka, who is, you know, open and known Imam. Allah has brought all the universe, all the things in existence under the guidance, under the knowledge, inside the control of an Imam Mubin. Now a person may think, well, Imam, the word Imam, what does it mean? Well, the word Imam generally means someone who is ahead of others and guiding others. So Ma'mum is the person who stands behind the Imam. Right? Then, okay, like many other verses of Quran, while we know that Quran is Haqq and Book of Allah, and there is no doubt of its being from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time, Muslims have so much confusion about the meanings of the words of Quran. That's why the only way a person can complete his Iman is to understand the words of Quran correctly. Otherwise, as the narration says, there will be more than 70 factions in Islam after the Holy Prophet. And one of the factions of Islam would be on the right path. The others will be going towards hell. Right? So, isn't it important for a Muslim to figure out what is the meaning of these phrases? What does it actually mean? كُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. So there it becomes very important that, for example, either you say it doesn't mean anything, or I don't care, or Allah knows the meaning, and you just brush it aside and say, move on with your life. The other way to go is to understand what Imam al-Mubin means. Right? That's why the hadith of Imam al-Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, that this Imam in whom Allah has put everything together, right? He is one of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. In every given age, there is one Imam who is running the universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the power and authority. Well, Allah gives power to angels. Allah gives power to the angels to do small things, bring rain, write your deeds, for example, you do every day. Angels that protect the children from falling and, you know, hurting themselves. Angels who, for example, are shuhud and witnesses of our actions. All of these angels do. But Allah can make a person ma'mur to do anything he wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this universe under the charge of an Imam Mubin. Kulla shayin ahsaynahu bil Imam Mubin. We understand this through the explanation of A'immat Tahreen alayhimus salam. Otherwise, like all other verses of Quran, or most other verses of Quran, a person will be just verbally saying, I believe in Quran, but it ends up, it basically comes to nothing, because it is like a person who is trying to give meaning to Quran that Quran is not saying. He's just saying something that he thinks Quran means, you know. And that is different from, and in the time of one of the A'imma, a person was writing a tafsir. And in this tafsir, he was showing the contradictions in Quran, trying to point out the mistakes and errors in Quran, contradictions in Quran. And the Imam who learned about this person writing this, he sent one of his students to him. He said, go to him and be his student and stay with him and gain his respect and trust. When you are close to him, then when you find the right opportunity, ask him this question. Ask him this question. You are trying to show contradictions between Holy Quran. Tell me, what if the person who wrote these, who sent these verses, who spoke these words, intended a different meaning from these verses than what you understand? Is it possible or is it not possible? Just ask him this question and that's it. So that's exactly what he did. He stayed with, became a student, and because as a person who is known as a great scholar, although confused about this issue, you know, there's a way to correct his mistake. So, being with him humbly, respectfully, this, that, and finally got to the stage, got a chance to tell this person who was writing a book, a detailed book, which was showing the Quran has problems. Finally asked him this question. I mean, is it possible that these verses may not have the meaning that you are understanding from it? And he was a adib. He was a person who had knowledge of grammar and all of these things. And so he just pondered for a little while. And he asked himself, yes, on the basis of all I have learned, it is possible that the speaker may have intended something different from what I think it means. Like, kulla shayin ahsaynahu fi imam mubin. It could mean imam means, for example, a human being. Or it could be a book, you know. Because some places, probably in Quran, other places, the word imam is used for a book. Or could mean something else. Or imam could mean, what kind of imam? Any leader? leader of a country, for example? Does that mean? So all these meanings are possible. But which one of these meanings was intended by the speaker? And is my understanding a milak, a me'yar, a criterion, or yours, or somebody else? Who is the one who's going to... When he thought about it, he realized his basic fundamental error in trying to give explanations of these things, or show mistakes in Quran, and he tore up all that he had written. All the things he had written so far, spent days, months writing this book, he tore it up, all of this, he burnt it. He said, this is meaningless because this is my understanding of this. If the speaker who sent this, right, intended something different, or whatever he intended, he should tell me somehow that I am sure what he did. Then I can say. Once I know he's meant what I'm thinking he meant, then I can say, okay, what he said here, for example, is right or wrong. There will be a way to figure out, right? Otherwise, it is like imposing your opinion on the Quran. This is not the work of a believer. Salawat. Well, in just very briefly, Ziyarat al-Jamia talks about the maqamat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. It goes on in until this place where Washuhada udar al-fana. My salutation, my salam to you. You are the shuhada. You are the witnesses of this world, which is darul fana. Shuhada. You are the shuhada. You are the witnesses. You are. See, who is a witness? A person who watches over someone, who knows. You can't become a witness for something you haven't seen. Shuhada o darul fana, wa shufa'a o darul baqa. And you're the shafi' of the lasting eternal world. You are the shafi' over the darul baqa. After this world, everything will be through the shafa'at of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Because that is the meaning of sirat, the right path. The right path in this world is the obedience to the Imam Masum. And the next world, the right path is actually the manifestation of your ita'at of Imam. That as you are living this life, you are following the Imam. As you die, you will see yourself crossing over the bridge of Sirat, because you were following the bridge. You were walking over the bridge, which was the Sirat. You know, Sirat al-Mustaqim is Sirat Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So Shafa'at carries a broad meaning, and this is itself an embodiment of Shafa'at. When you live a certain way, that person becomes your Shafi. If he has a legitimate power to offer Shafa'at from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your association with that person, it connects you. You identify with that person. You are in his group. You are in his guidance. Wherever he goes, you go with him. Now if a person goes with someone else, then that becomes his Shafi. But Quran says, there is no other Shafi. The Shafi is only the one who Allah allows Shafa'at on the day of Qiyamah. No one can say, well, I guided these million people, they were my followers, therefore I am their Shafi. Okay, you may want to be a Shafi, but I have not given you izn of Shafa'at. Okay? You need my izn, my permission to give Shafa'at. And izn has to come before. Izn should be given before the person goes and takes up a task, right? And then you can, like Isa alayhi salatu, he said, I give cure, shifa to the sick, to the blind people, I give eyesight, bi-iznillah. The izn came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he was given, allowed to give the shifa or the eyesight back to the blind person. He couldn't say, okay, I give you eyesight, then I get the izn. No. If a person goes over there, if he doesn't have prior permission and izn from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cannot stand there as a shafi of the day of Qiyamah. Bi-abi antum wa ummi wa ahli wa mali wa usrati. Bi-abi antum. May my parents, my mother, my father, my all relatives, my all property, my all dependents, and all my associates, people who are connected with me, all be qurban for you. Ashhadullah wa ushhidukum. I am a witness. I bear witness in front of Allah, and I make you my witness. Wa ushhidukum anni mu'minun bikum, that I am a believer in you. Wa bima amantum bihi. And in what you believed in, I am a believer. Kafirun bi aduvikum wa bima kafartum bih. And I am a kafir in what you were in denial of, right? You denied something, I deny that too. Whatever you denied in. When you say, I believe in everything the Imam believed in, although you do not know everything what Imam knew, but you are saying, instead of saying that I believe in this and I believe in that, you say all that you believed in, I believe in too. And all you did not believe in, I do not believe in as well. Correct? Precise salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
It's something this relates to, you know, a historical event that the Hajj the Holy Prophet of Islam did in the last couple of years in his life, the last Hajj, right before where Ghadir happened. The Hajj that he went, that was a Hajj where he taught the people the monastic of Hajj. So in that Hajj, he taught the way of Hajj Tamattu. If you go to Hajj, you first go and do your Umrah, and then you come out of Ihram, and then you put on Ihram again, and such and such date, you go to Arafat, start doing your Hajj. This was the way the Holy Prophet taught in his last Hajj. Now, as you read in history, you see that Holy Prophet went from Medina with a large group of pilgrims to Makkah. And Imam Ali alayhi salam was not with him. Imam Ali alayhi salam had gone to Yemen, right, to take care of problems there. Because other people had gone there to spread Islam and it did not work. People turned against them. People didn't accept there. And Imam Ali alayhi salam had gone to Yemen because of his character, because of his teachings, because of his actions over there, right? The people of Yemen converted to Islam in the hands of Ali Murtaza alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So Imam Ali alayhi salam came to Makkah from Yemen, from the direction of Yemen, and the Holy Prophet came from Medina. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, from what we know apparently, Imam Ali alayhi salam was not along with the Prophet. So Holy Prophet taught, for example, the way of niyat of Hajj, for example, that you enter with Ihram from Miqat and you do the niyat of Umrah to Tamattu, right? Now Ali alayhi salam, from apparent visible thing, he didn't know that. So he is coming from Yemen not knowing, for example, what the niyat of the Prophet is when he is putting on Ihram. Is he putting Ihram of Hajj? Or is he putting on Ihram of Umrah Tamattu? He doesn't know that. So the Holy Prophet, when he met Ali alayhi salam, when Imam Ali alayhi salam came to him and the Holy Prophet saw him, he said, Ali, what is your niyat of Ihram? Ali alayhi salam said, I said, whatever the niyat of Muhammad is, whatever that is, my niyat of Ihram. So my niyat is your niyat. I have no other niyat. When you say, Fidaka abi wa ummi wa mali wa usrati, everything be qurban on you, that means I have nothing for myself anymore. What is your niyat? That's my niyat. You have iman in something, that is my iman too. You deny something, reject something, I reject too. That is what makes me a Shia. That is what makes me a mu'min and a follower of Ahlul Bayt. Look at the tragedy that happened in the aftermath of Karbala. That Karbala is the biggest tragedy of human history. Even the Anbiya cried on it. Because no Anbiya, no Nabi, his Zuriyat, his Ahlul Bayt, his family was treated like this. Many prophets suffered. But you don't find an example of this. Because you see that since the musibat of the Holy Prophet was the greatest, all the kamalat of the prophets were also in the personality of Holy Prophet. All the masayib of the Anbiya, they were all at their maximum in the Prophet's lifetime. Ma uziya nabiyun kama uzito. No Prophet was harmed the way I was harmed, the way I was mistreated. You see these words, and from Maqtal Abi Mikhnaf, just a few lines that, and I, you mu'mineen, all of you brothers and sisters, I recall this from one of the great ulama, that once he was sitting in the majlis, and the Zakir, the alim who was speaking, the reading majlis, he got to the end of the majlis, he wanted to speak about the shahadat, and then he said this line. He said this line, وَدَخَلَتْ زَيْنَبْ بِنْتُ عَلِي عَلَى بْنِ زِيَادٍ. Zainab bint Ali, Zainab the daughter of Ali, entered the court of Ibn Ziyad. When he heard this only one line, he said, "Speaker, stop right there. This is enough musibat for us. What is Zainab doing in the darbar of Ibn Ziyad? There is no more need for any more masaib. There is no more need for any musibat bigger than Zainab being brought in the court of Ibn Ziyad. This is itself a big musibat." When this Karwan, Asiran, they were brought into the court of Ibn Ziyad. Ibn Ziyad asked, "Man hadhihi al-jalisa?" Who is this woman sitting there? "Falam tukallimhu." Zainab did not speak. She was behind the women. She did not say anything. "Faqala dhalik thalatan." He said it three times. "Kullu dhalik la tukallimhu." Zainab did not respond to it. "Faqala ba'adhu imaiha." Some of the kaniz of Zainab, she, one of them probably Fizza, she said, "Hadhi Zainabu bint Fatima." She is Zainab, the daughter of Fatima. Ubaidullah said, "Praise be to God who glorified us." And he tried to defame Ahlul Bayt, and Bibi Zainab replied to that. And then Ibn Ziyad got upset and angry, and then he started cursing and saying bad things. "Qad ashfallahu nafsi min taghiyatik." And then Zainab cried, and then she said, "Thumma qalat la amri laqad qatalta kahli." You have killed my whole family. "Wa abarta ahli." You haven't left anyone. "Wa qata'ta far'i." My children are lost too. Brothers and sisters, as you know, Zainab, when she sent Anu Muhammad to the battlefield, Zainab sent everything. Zainab, her nasl became muqata because of sending Anu Muhammad. When Imam Sayyidul Shuhada, when he sent Ali al-Akbar, Ali al-Asghar, he still had Ali ibn al-Husayn, Zainul al-Abidin to be his successor. But when Zainab sent her children to the battlefield, Zainab had no more children left after Karbala. "Wajtasat asli fa in yashrika hadha faqad istashfait." Faqala Ubaidullah, and it carried on until Ubaidullah looked at Ali ibn al-Husayn. فَقَالَ لَهُ مَسْمُكْ. What is your name? And he said, "أَنَا عَلِيُّ بْنُ الْحُسَيْنِ." I am Ali ibn al-Husayn. أَوَلَمْ. Didn't Allah kill Ali ibn al-Husayn? Imam Ali, Imam Zainul Abidin did not reply. فَقَالَ ibn Ziyad, why is it you are not answering? And Imam alayhi salam said, قَدْ كَانَ لِي أَخٌ يُقَالُ لَهُ أَيْزًا Ali فَقَتَلَهُ النَّاسِ. I did have a brother whose name was also Ali. People killed him. Allah did not kill him, people killed him. فَقَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ قَتَلَهُ. Ibn Ziyad said, "No, Allah killed him." Ali, Imam Zainul Abidin became quiet again. He said, "Why don't you speak?" And Imam read the verse of Quran and said, "Allahu yatawaffal anfusa hina mawtiha." Yes, Allah takes the soul of a person when he died, but people killed my brother. People killed my father. "Wama kana lil nafsin an tamuta illa bi'idhnillah." He said, "Anta wallahi minhum." You have the same personality like the rest of Bani Hashim. He ordered that Imam Sajjad be killed. And when he ordered that wayhaka uqtulhu, he said to one of his people in the court, he said, "Go and kill him, Jallad." فَتَعَلَّقَتْ بِهِ عَمَّتُهُ زَيْنَبْ. The Zainab came forward and embraced Imam Sajjad. وَقَالَتْ يَبْنَ زِيَادْ حَسْبُكَ مِنَّا. Is it enough of killing? It's enough of killing of us. أَمَارُوِيْتَ مِنْ دِمَائِنَا. Aren't you full of our blood already? وَقَدْ أَبْقَيْتَ مِنَّا أَحَدًا وَهَلْ أَبْقَيْتَ مِنَّا. You haven't left anyone from our family. وَأَتَلَقَتْهُ وَقَالَتْ أَسْأَلُكَ بِاللَّهِ إِن كُنْتَ مُؤْمِنًا إِن قَتَلْتَهُ لَمَّا قَتَلْتَنِي مَعَهُ. Then remember, if you are a believer and if you want to kill him, then kill me along with him. Ibn Ziyad said, look at the love of this sister for her son, for the brother, and for all their family, that she is prepared to die for him. And Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam was a person now as a captive going from Kufa to Sham and suffering all the humiliation in Sham. Ala na'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimeen wa sayya'lamu al-ladhina zalamu ayyamun khalamin yankhalibun. O Allah, forgive our sins. O Allah, make the zuhur of Imam close. O Allah, increase our ma'arifat of A'imma Tahreen. O Allah, help us do our service for Islam and for the Muslims and Mu'mineen. O Allah, give us tawfiqat to serve Islam. O Allah, protect our holy places in Islam, Karbala, Najaf, from designs of enemies of Islam. O Allah, protect asadaran of Sayyid al-Shuhada around the world. If they are in any kind of danger, O Allah, give them safety and security. O Allah, those Mu'mineen who are in prisons anywhere in the world, free them from the prisons, you have to say.